Welcome to day 112. We are up to Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches. This is the very last Mishnah in this fifth Perek of Maseches Kilayim. Now, we've been discussing the prohibition of being Mekayim Kilayim, maintaining Kilayim. We know that not only is it Aser to plant Kilayim, but it is also prohibited to allow Kilayim to continue growing in your field or in your vineyard, even if you weren't the one who planted it, even if you're not responsible for it. Now, when it comes to Kilayim generally, or planting Kilayim, the halacha is that it only is problematic when it's something that is generally planted. We learn that from the Pasuk of Hazera Asher Tizra, it's seeds that are normally planted. And that extends to being Mekayim Kilayim as well. It is only problematic to allow something to continue growing in your field if it's something that is generally maintained in one's field. So our Mishnah is going to discuss when that is or isn't problematic, the parameters around that halacha. Says Mishnah Ches, HaMekayim Kotz Mekarim, imagine someone sees thorns or a thorn bush growing in one's field and allows it to continue growing. Now, off the bat, that's very strange because we would assume that no one wants thorns. No one wants a thorn bush in the middle of one's kerem. That would not be something that is generally maintained. But says Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kidesh, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that is kilayim. It actually ruins all of the vines around it. It's like a regular case of kilayim. Why? So the Bartanura and others explain that in some places, specifically in Arabia, the Bartanura quotes, in Arabia, this thorns would be maintained or even planted in order to feed to camels. I don't know exactly how that works, but apparently that was fair game to feed to camels. So therefore, because in Arabia, in some places, this was grown and maintained in fields, therefore we have to consider it like a regular type of produce, and kilayim kicks in, and it's problematic. But the Chachamim say, lo kidesh, it is not problematic. It does not ruin the other vines. It's not kilayim. Ela davar shekamo mekayimin. It is only a problem when the thing is maintained in that place. Meaning, if you're in Arabia and you have this thorn bush growing, yes, then it would be a problem. But if we're standing in wherever it is, in California or wherever it is for Pesach, and that's not a place where thorns are normally planted in a field, which is, we assume, in most places, then it would not be problematic. It is not a problem of being mekayim kilayim. Now the Mishnah is going to list a few other things that would not be problematic for kilayim. Ha'erus, not clear exactly what erus is. Va'kisos, which is perhaps a type of ivy. V'shoshana samelach, which is a type of lily. In all those cases, v'chol mine zraim, and all other similar types of seeds, enam kilayim bakarim. They would not be considered kilayim because we assume that people do not want those things. People don't want ivy growing. It's something that grows. Now I know people do it aesthetically, but generally in a field, you do not want those things growing, and therefore, if one is it is not an isser of kilayim. Hakanbos. Cannabis is actually what it sounds like, cannabis. It's referring to hemp, which is a strain of cannabis. It was grown specifically for its fibers. It's very, very strong fibers that would be woven into ropes and things like that. In fact, it was originally what was woven to create canvas. That's where the word canvas comes from, cannabis. So says Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Eino kilayim. That is not a problem of kilayim. Why not? Because kilayim is generally something that is planted or maintained for food, either food for people or food for animals. And generally, hemp was only maintained for or grown for its fibers, not for consumption. So that would not be a problem of kilayim. But the Chachamim Omrim kilayim, the Chachamim say it is a problem of kilayim because sometimes the seeds would be consumed and therefore it would be like any other sort of plant. The Hakinras, it's not exactly clear what kinras is. Perhaps artichoke, that's one of the things that's suggested. Kilayim bakarim, it is considered kilayim in the karim. Why would we think otherwise? Because artichoke is something that can either be maintained for many years or has other properties of trees. So when it comes to trees are not problems with, when it comes to kilayim, trees are not problems within vineyards. Only things like vegetation and grain are considered problematic in a vineyard. So you might think that an artichoke is more like a tree, says the halacha. No, it's just like any other sort of produce or vegetation, I should say, that is problematic and is regular kilayim in a vineyard. Okay, that is Perek Hei. And now we get to the sixth Perek. Now, as a brief introduction, up until this point, we've been dealing with vineyards when the vines are planted almost freely. We allow the vines to simply grow as they might. There's another type of vineyard, and that's a vineyard that has guided vines or trained vines. And that's when the farmer specifically drapes the vines over certain things, over walls, over hills, over ditches perhaps, in which the walls of the ditch support it. And they train the vines to grow in very certain ways. And the Mishnah is going to deal with, and the next bunch of Mishnayos in this parak is going to deal with, this specific halachos when it comes to an aris, which is considered a vineyard of these sorts of trained vines. We know in general that when it comes to a vineyard, you need to leave 4 amos of space between the vineyard and anything else. That's called the avodah sakarim. And the question is, do the same halachos apply to a regular vineyard of what's considered halachically a vineyard? Does that apply to an aris as well, a vineyard of train vines? So, says the Mishnah, ezehu aris, what is considered an aris? What has the status of a vineyard of trained vines? Hanotei ashura shel chamesh kefanim, says the Mishnah, if one plants a row of 5 vines, but sad hagader shu gavoa asar tefachim, right next to or over a wall that is 10 tefachim high, o betzad charetz shu amok asar tefachim berachav arba, or over a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. We've seen that before. In either case, you're draping it over those things to be trained vines. Nostin lo avadasa arba amos. That is considered a vineyard, and you have to leave 4 amos. So what's the chiddush here? Well, the chiddush, the novelty of this Mishnah, is that we learn, Beis Hillel's opinion, that when it comes to creating a vineyard, not only do you need 5 vines, but you need at least 2 rows. If you remember, we talked about all the different configurations with how to do that, but you need at least 2 rows for it to be considered a vineyard. This Mishnah is suggesting that that is not true when you have trained vines, that even if all 5 are in one row, if they are trained, if they're over a wall or over a ditch, that is enough for it to be considered a vineyard, and you'd have to leave 4 amos of space. So where do you start counting those 4 amos of empty space? Says Beis Shammai, modedin arba amos mi ikur hagefanim l'sadeh. You start by the root where it's planted into the ground. You count 4 amos from there. Uveis Hillel omrim min hagader l'sadeh. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says you start from the wall which it's draped over, meaning to say that let's say you planted these vines, let's say an ama away from a wall, and then you draped it over the wall. So Beis Shammai says you actually count at the root of the vine, and therefore that ama between the vine and the wall is part of the cheshbon, and you only have to count another 3 amos past the wall, meaning it's 4 amos from the root of the vine. Beis Hillel will say no, wherever it's draped over, wherever it extends, that's where the 4 amos starts. So you'd have to start counting 4 amos from the wall itself. By the way, we know that walls are generally a separation. You generally don't have to leave any separation once you have a wall. You can plant the produce right next to the wall on the other side. But because the wall here is being used as part of training the vines, it's literally part of the vineyard, therefore it's not considered a separation. That's just a side note. Okay, and now we're going to see a very interesting shita. The assumption of what we're about to see is as follows. There was a Mesorah. There was a known tradition that linked the concept of trained vines to the concept of Arba Amos. We didn't know exactly how that was linked, but we know that trained vines are somehow linked to Arba Amos. So the first opinion in our Mishnah told us the link very clearly. The link is that when you have 5 vines that are trained, that are draped over a wall or draped over a ditch, you have to leave 4 amos of space, meaning it's considered a vineyard. But Rav Yochanan ben Uri is going to come in and say, Amar Rav Yochanan ben Uri, Toim kol ha'omrim kein. So Rav Yochanan ben Uri, everyone who says this is absolutely mistaken. They are wrong. That is not the link between trained vines and 4 amos. What is the link? Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Ella im yesham arba amos meikar gefanim legadar. If there are 4 amos between the root of the vine where it was planted and the wall that it's draped over, if there are 4 amos, then nostin l'avodah, so you can simply leave the amount of its avodah, the working space around those vines, v'zorea asamosar, and you'd be able to plant the rest. What is he talking about? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, when Beis Hillel says that you need 2 rows of vines, that is true by regular vines and it's true by trained vines. Just because you have 5 trained vines in one row, that is not enough to create a vineyard, even when they're trained. It diametrically opposes the opinion of the first opinion in the Mishnah, which said that if you have 5 trained vines in one row, that's enough. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Beis Hillel's rule that you need 2 rows is ubiquitously true. It is always required. The difference, though, is that if you have these trained vines draped over a wall, very similar to the opinion that we saw of Rav Yossi back in a few Mishnahs ago in Perek Hey, that if you have 4 amos, then it's considered a significant space, and then you can leave the normal amount that you would leave between one vine and other sort of produce, which is, as we know, 6 tefachim. So putting it all together, Rav Yochanan ben Uri says that if you have these 5 vines, 5 trained vines in one row, it is not considered a vineyard, but if you need 4 amos between the vines and the walls for it to be considered a significant space, such that you are then allowed to leave just 6 tefachim from the root to then planting other sorts of produce 6 tefachim and on. And that's the rest of the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, v'kama hi avodas hagefen, what is considered this workspace for a single vine? Shisha tefachim l'chol ruach, it's 6 tefachim. Rabbi Akiva omar shlosha, Rabbi Akiva says it's 3 tefachim. We know we don't pass like Rabbi Tkiva, we don't hold that it's three tefachim. It really is six tefachim. But again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nura says the link of four amos to the concept of trained vines is not about what's considered a vineyard. It's simply saying that if you have four amos between the trained vines and the wall that it's draped over, then that's considered a significant space such that you can just leave six tefachim from the root and plant the rest. If the space between the vine and the wall is less than four amos, you do not have four amos, then you cannot leave the six tefachim. You cannot plant anything else between the vine and the wall because that whole space is considered nullified. It's considered as if it's all planted with vines. Again, similar to what we saw with Rabbi Yossi back, I think, in Bishnah Hay. I have to double check that, but you should listen to those recordings again just to get that ruling set. Anyway, that is Mishnah Aleph. We'll continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.